USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four presidents and 7,267 days later, the Biden administration has done the unthinkable. They have left Americans behind in a war zone. The last American troops departed the Kabul airport as Taliban fighters in brand new American uniforms, brand new automatic weapons, driving brand new equipment, took over the airport. As we approach the 9/11 20th anniversary, President George W. Bush will be making a special appearance. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former President George W. Bush is going to visit the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania on the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Bush is set to deliver keynote remarks to commemorate the lives lost. Bush was president at the time of the terrorist attacks. He will also host a 9/11 documentary screening with his wife, former First Lady Laura Bush, at the Bush Center in Dallas.
USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Stronger than Hurricane Katrina, Ida banged up Louisiana pretty bad. Dan Araki has more.
Thousands in Louisiana are still without power after Hurricane Ida slammed into the state on Sunday. Regional power supplier Entergy says that it could be up to 3 weeks before power could be restored to some of the areas hardest hit by the storm. Lieutenant General Russell Honore was in charge of the military relief efforts following Hurricane Katrina and tells CNBC that while many aspects of infrastructure were improved after Katrina, the impact of Ida shows that more work still needs to be done in regards to the power grid.
We know Mother Nature can break anything built by man, and it has a great way of breaking electrical grids and the great towers that bring the power into the city. While we re-engineered things when it came to levees after Katrina, it goes to show we still got work to do on the grid and how we manage power, how we get it in.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The unthinkable has happened. The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, measuring in the hundreds. U.S. CENTCOM Commander General Kenneth McKenzie tells MSNBC they never had hope of getting all Americans out.
Look, there's a lot of heartbreak associated with this departure. We did not get everybody out that we wanted to get out. But I think if we'd stayed another 10 days, Louis, we wouldn't have gotten everybody out that we wanted to get out. And there still would have been people who would have been disappointed with that. It's a tough situation. But I want to emphasize again that simply because we have left, that doesn't mean the opportunities for both Americans that are in Afghanistan that want to leave and Afghans who want to leave, they will not be denied that opportunity.
South African journalist Laura Logan is reporting on her Twitter feed, house-to-house executions by the Taliban have begun in Kabul. One lawmaker says President Biden has now created another Syria. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is criticizing the Biden administration for the results of the withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. The California Republican told Fox News that the White House has created another Syria.
These decisions that have been made, this is the accountability that we need. This is why Congress should be in session. This is the information we should have. And wherever this information takes us, that's when we should take our action about people resigning and others. Because you now have an administration made up of individuals that brought us Syria that is now creating another Syria in the Middle East.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.